This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. The Cayucas Pier is set to reopen this weekend after a two-year closure. KCBX reporter Jordan Bell has this report about why the pier means so much to some in the community.
Crews are pressure washing the renovated pier to clean it before it's open to the public. Nick Franco is the director of County Parks, which has been operating the pier since the 1940s. He says no major restoration has happened until now. 2 years ago, it was noticed that some pilings were missing.
Right around the 4th of July celebration with a bunch of people on the pier, it was noticed that the pier was swaying pretty badly and really became a public safety hazard.
The multi-million dollar project was largely funded by the state and the county, but also propelled by locals who feel the pier is a vital part of the community. Steve Haney is one of those.
Good, Steve.
Nice to meet you, Steve. I'm Jordan.
Come on in.
We met with him at his surf shop, where a large TV screen shows a live image of the pier, along with surf conditions. He says the pier's closure came as a shock, but it was time.
The timbers got completely decayed, and it had to be replaced or ditched or abandoned. And it was very amazing how the community banded together to not abandon the project.
Haney says the community raised so much money that some went into an endowment where the interest will pay for annual pier maintenance. And just down the street is Jim Rudell, who owns a beachfront smokehouse.
So you're interested in writing about the pier opening?
Yes.
He says the pier is iconic. Without it, there'd be no Cayucas. He says tourists visit for the restaurants and shops and the pier.
Our business district would be a lot more wanting than it is. It's not wanting at all, but the pier's a big deal.
The official ribbon cutting is on Saturday, but the public could be let onto the pier sooner if it's ready. Jordan Bell, KCBX News.